Okay, campers, rise and shine. Don't forget your booties because it's cold out there. It's cold out there every day. This is DJ David Meyer. To my new listeners, thanks for tuning in to Who's On First. This episode is the sixth episode. If you're back from 2 weeks ago, thanks for coming back. I hope you enjoyed the break and that you didn't miss me too much during your turkey day. I was itching to be back, I'll be honest. If you're listening post-air, probably use a computer, or else it might cut out my beautiful voice. So 2 weeks ago, last episode, I said that it was a special episode because The Who had their new album coming out the next day. They actually pushed it, so it's supposedly coming out this week instead. I'm just excited, though, and I'm not too offended that that's what they ended up doing. Also, congrats to Rutgers fans like myself on getting Greg Schiano back. I know Obi, who's in the studio with me today, will appreciate that as he's a good friend of Bill Belichick. Not Obi, but Greg Schiano. And, you know, Who's On First is the show that has the Who on first, and you'll have to stay tuned to find out what's on second. As for third, I don't know who's on third. And, I'm sorry, I gotta set up a little. But this week I've got my good old buddy, Obi, and that's a special guest for me. He is the second of my housemates, but the first of the third floor boys, so that's fun. It's also, I'm doing a lot of things at once, but it's also a special present for him because it's his birthday tomorrow. I do know that, which is super exciting, and in honor of that, I really wanted to give him a present in the Who's On First category. So I know his dad loves a specific Who song, which we'll be playing later on. But at this point, we're going to have to play a song that's the only Who birthday song, if I can find it. And here it is. I hope you enjoy It's a Boy by The Who. That was It's a Boy by The Who, and that was the first segment of Who's On First. You'll have to stay tuned to find the one later. Next up, though, you'll find out what's on second. But before that, I actually want to do something a little different today because it's Obi's birthday. I want to give him, well, tomorrow's his birthday. I want to give him a little opportunity to shout out to his parents a happy holiday season because, well, they gave birth to him. So give him a thanks and a shout out, and I'll be back with you in a second. Here's Obi.
All right, yeah. Thanks, Mom and Dad. You've helped me a lot through the years, and you know I'm 22 tomorrow, so very exciting. And yeah, thank you to my parents for giving birth to me 22 years ago tomorrow. Yeah.
That was just the sweetest, and yes, happy shout-out and holidays, and thanks for giving birth to a wonderful boy named Obi. Here we've got next, it is the What's On Second for today, and it's a Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2. That was Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2. It's a classic, and it's certainly a good anthem for students like Obi and I who will be graduating soon, and we'll be looking for whatever we're looking for. Next up, I've got I Don't Know on Third. It's a classic segment, and it's when I shuffle all of my entire 10,000-plus songs on my phone, and I pick from the top five clean songs of the shuffle. It's the holidays, can't do anything explicit. And I decide to choose one of those songs. So a little different from that last one, although I have a weird feeling that you two would still appreciate this artist. Here's Dance for Eternity by Kid Cudi.
Trust anyone. So this is awesome. You got me smiling, yeah, you're a lot of fun. So this is awesome. I wanna dance with you for eternity. Sure like to see that body wet. Sure like to see that body wet. Let's make moments we couldn't possibly forget. So much pleasure. Explore the moment, savor the moment. Our bodies, puzzle piece. You're excited, I can feel you dripping. Dripping, dripping. Ooh, I love to see that body wet.
Yeah.
That was Dance for Eternity by Kid Cudi. And yeah, a little different from that U2 song we just played, and it'll be different from the other songs we'll be playing soon. But right now, we've got an interview coming up. So, first, the other options for I Don't Know besides Dance for Eternity were Something About a Truck by Kip Moore, Cuban Acoustic by Sammy Arriaga, Leave Me Lonely by Ariana Grande featuring Macy Gray, and Good to Be Home by Coco Jones from the Let It Shine soundtrack. I hope you enjoyed the I Don't Know this week, but back to that interview that's coming up. So I had Obi randomly pick one of those famous lists I've got of questions online, and Obi unknowingly chose an American classic, the article from experience.com that lists expect the unexpected 15 wildcard interview questions. So this is a little different from those previous ones. We're going to find out if I would hire Obi. I asked for some random numbers, found those correlating questions, and then I've got a surprise question at the end. We're going to start with these and see where they take us. There are a lot of choices, a lot of social choices, I'd say. So here we go. The first question, Obi, if you're prepared. Thanks for being here, by the way.
Of course.
How would you design a spice rack for a blind person?
I mean, come on. Like, a spice rack for a blind person. I don't know. I mean, maybe, like, you put, like, Braille on underneath certain spices.
Yeah.
And they could feel them. Uh-huh. But other than that, I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, that one's a tough one, I gotta be honest. You know, I was thinking the tougher part is probably putting it back. I don't know. There's a lot of problems and questions about this that, like, we should probably consult people who it would actually, you know?
Absolutely.
I could guess educated wise, but I, like, they're the ones who live with it. Yeah. Who are we to say?
Yeah.
That's the right answer.
Who is to say?
Next question. If you could be an M&M, what color would you be? That is a wild card interview question. You ever been asked that in an interview?
I have not.
No. But, yeah. I only got Skittles.
But yeah, it's the first time for everything though.
Yeah.
I don't know, like maybe red.
Red?
I like red. It's a good color.
Yeah.
You know, I like the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know why. I mean, like, I don't know, like, characteristics.
Yeah, what are the characteristics? I'm trying to think of the commercials, you know? There's that. I think orange is the one that's like Patrick from SpongeBob, basically.
Yeah.
He seems like fun. I feel like the red's the uptight one.
Well, you go. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think M&M's is like a weird... this question now we're analyzing. Mm-hmm. I think that's the wrong snack to be asking about.
Yeah.
Because it's the only one where they're like, aren't flavors.
Yeah.
They just have different colors, you know,
exactly,
opposed to...
Exactly.
Right. Like, what color Skittles would you be? You could say, like, I have a flavor I identify with or something.
Yeah.
But really, what color M&M... They're all different colors.
Yeah. And, like... I'm not a big fan of chocolate, so I don't really like M&M's, so I'm not that well-versed.
Obi is the only guy I know who doesn't like chocolate, but he does, he loves Reese's and Snickers, and he's a filling guy, but he can never just have a Hershey bar on his own.
Yeah.
I, meanwhile, consume all types.
There you go.
My buddy Jordan Meek knows that. Shout out to him. He's listening. So, overall, we've decided these two questions, not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Next question, though. This is an interesting one. How many tennis balls are in this room and why?
In this room that we're in.
Right.
Right now.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like there's got to be one. Like,
there's got to be one in every room.
Yeah, there's probably a tennis ball in every room, but I don't know. Like, I can't really see one, to be honest, but...
What kind of an interview is this?
I mean...
That they're asking this question. Are you trying out to be a Wimbledon intern?
But
what
I feel
is
like
this?
If you're in an office and like you're in an interview, like there'd be zero.
Right, yeah. What kind of question are they expecting?
Unless the like interviewer is a tennis player and like has a tennis ball autographed by someone or something. But
you noticed on the way in that one of the desks, like
that
if they were moving the desks, it would have scratched the floor, you know, like in high school, they'd have the tennis balls on the bottom.
Yeah, there are a lot of tennis balls in cafeterias.
Yeah,
that's for
experience.com. I have a question for you about that one. But
yeah,
that's certainly a wild card interview question. I'll give him that. Yeah. It certainly fits the criteria. I'm just saying, what interview?
It would take me off my game, that's for sure.
Yeah. They're asking you about your experience, and the next thing they fire a tennis ball at you, but it's not an actual tennis ball, obviously. Yeah. Okay, fourth question from experience.com. Tell me how you would determine how many house painters there are in the United States. This is particularly funny just because you have just come out of a math of social choice test, which this does not quite fit into, but it does seem like a social choice question.
I'll try to use my skills I gained in that class.
Yeah, your power of deduction.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's probably a lot of house painters because there's, like, competition for them, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when I got my house painted, I was, like, 8 years old, and I think my parents like went through like two or three
people on tryouts and
things like that. Yeah, right. So I don't know. Like I don't know if I can give you an exact number, but maybe like I don't know, two to three to five maybe like per like area, like county maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you multiply that by the total, then that's what you get. But,
yeah. No, this is also. As a film major trying to enter the media business, if they ask me this, I'll tell you, I would definitely, this is a wild card.
Yeah.
Because I think first you start with how many people are in the United States, probably.
Exactly, yeah.
And I just don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, I have a rough estimate, but it's super rough.
Yeah, I think now it's like 330 million.
Yeah,
but,
right. Yeah. So you go to something like that, and then you think, well, also, aren't we all house painters if we paint our houses at all?
Yeah, we could all do it ourselves.
Yeah, so that's I mean, that would be my snarky answer, and that would be why I wouldn't get the job.
I mean, yeah, not to take away from, like, professional house painters.
No,
like,
they nail it,
at what they do, but, like, I could do a bad job of painting a house.
Yeah, and I'd still consider you a house painter.
Right, so.
I mean, the walls in this room that we're sitting in right now are drawn on and painted on, and we can both tell you definitely not by professional.
Yeah, so maybe the answer is, like, if I was in like a job interview, I'd say, like, every American, like
that the that power would, of hey, America, you can be whatever you want to be.
How about that?
Yeah. God bless no. Well, those are the questions from that incredible list.
Incredible.
But I've got one on my own, so as this semester, first semester senior year wraps up, you just had your final test of this semester.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite memory from our home that from you can say on air?
Yeah. Well, I'd probably go back to before I even moved in, like the first day, our friend Justin dropped the AC.
That is incredible.
Yeah, he dropped it from the third floor of the house onto the driveway, and it broke, obviously. But that was a great moment in the history of our house.
Yeah.
I think it'll be talked about for generations
to
come.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I mean, it was, we have a huge wall-sized whiteboard in our house that gets a lot of use. And the first post up there was a gravestone for the AC unit, Justin's AC unit. And it was from the date he moved in to the date he moved in because it never got out of the room that he was borrowing it from.
Yep.
And, I mean,
it
was a tragedy, but a comedy, certainly, in both senses.
It didn't live a long life, but
it was a good life.
A good life, yeah.
It was,
for sure.
He was a big fan.
Yes, he was a big fan.
Yeah. that is definitely a great choice. I think, I mean, I can choose any of the wonderful evenings we've all spent together in our little enclave with the HDMI cord plugged into that TV that definitely
saw nights,
this probably World War II.
Mm-hmm,
it's that TV is old,
yes,
but we've had wonderful times together, and I look forward to more.
Exactly. Yeah.
So thank you for coming on. I'm on to a PSA right now. And happy birthday, of course.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, a PSA right now, the WMFO donations drive still in full swing. Just because Giving Tuesday's over does not mean this donations drive is over. So the WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form, then follow the link at the bottom of the form to give to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. There are specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on that Tufts Giving page, and they're included next to the link with the Google form. Help support the station, everything we do, and help support kids like me get to spend an hour with their friends and talk about the goofball antics that have been in our house, and hopefully maybe help you get a job. If any of these interview questions ever get asked, you'll be ahead of the game. So I had Obi choose a few songs, and I selected one to play. It was his birthday, so I had to play It's a Boy by The Who. That's just a given, but here is... It might be the greatest rock song of all time. And I'm sure Obi, who is nodding, agrees, and I'm sure his father agrees. So here it is, Bob O'Reilly by The Who, I Can Never Get Enough. That was The Who's Bob O'Reilly, and the first of the second Who songs played on Who's on First. And it's outrageous. I mean, as we were listening, Obie and I were just talking about it. It is incredible. It's just gobsmackingly good. And one of the most transcendent moments of my life was when The Who came to Fenway recently, and they had the live orchestra, and the woman who came out and played that violin solo at the end just absolutely melted my face. And there is a video that I have that I was taking at the time, and as it progresses, I become less and less sentient. Like, I just got so enthralled that I end up just, like, yelling nonsense and making just insane noises because it was so good. That violin solo, Keith Moon's idea, if you're wondering. So Obi nailed the song choice, of course. I hope his dad enjoyed, and I thank him for being on. So the rest of the time, I'm just going to play some songs that I love. They're a variety, and I think they're all good. And that's all I've got to say about that. Now, to start us off in an absolutely wild direction from Bob O'Reilly, here is Shaggy with Angel.
Shaggy with a combination with the Amis. Flip this one from your musical disc.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Put a left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby.
Tell her.
Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
My behavior, say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need,
That was Angel by Shaggy, an absolute classic, and an incredible remix to the original Angel. Definitely forgotten about. You know, up next, though, we've got something I think Obi will like. He loves this little-known show on television. I don't know if any of you have heard of it. It's called Game of Thrones. I'm still mad that they didn't go with the title I came up for the show, which was called Raisin Bran. Well, here's a song by Grey Worm, who has a pretty solid following as an artist internationally. So here he is. It's Rally Richie with The Last Romance.
Your face looks so sweet, even in the wars. You took the rap for me, but I fell on my own sword. And now the sordid details are all over page four. Honey, we made the news, and that's all we did this for. We drove for centuries without a sound or fuss. State penitentiaries weren't made for souls like us. There will be blood, but you will be loved. The world will know, but it's only us.
When I lay me down, I pray we keep each day. Please stay with me.
We painted the town red, now everyone in the town's dead. You and I win again, best friends till our last breath. Live by the gun, die by the gun, live by the sea, live while we're young. Take from the rich, give to the poor, run to the hills, run from the law. Ride shotgun with our crossbow, head out north where the sun grows. Start fresh where they don't know the things we did. Stick up kids, we laughed, we cried, we lived, we died, we came, we saw, we conquered them all. Don't listen to what they say, don't take the medication. They never loved us anyway, never liked our generation. They'll try and keep you, but you're still mine. And I love you, and you're strong, dear, and we're fine. So remember, when the time comes, when it's over, and it's all done, meet me in the north, by the edge of the sun.
That was Rally Richie's The Last Romance, otherwise known as Grey Worm's The Last Romance, so I hope you enjoyed that. Up next, we've got one of my favorites. It's a song that my dad and I love to listen to. We listened to it over this past break. It's on our jukebox at home, and it's one of those oldies that it's still a goodie, and you just want to hear it and try to figure out how on earth someone came up with this song. So here it is. It's Jerry Reed's Amos Moses.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him meaner.
is a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can show get South and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Millsap.
That's Jerry Reed's Amos Moses, and boy, it's a classic. I've said that a lot, but honestly, why would I play songs that weren't classics? So up next, we've got a very big change of pace from that previous song. It's a pretty incredible, epic song, and I think you might enjoy it. It's called Death and All His Friends by Coldplay.
Oh, winter, we got carried away over on the rooftops to skid man. Summer, we just hurry. So come over, just be patient and don't worry. So come over, just be patient and don't worry.
Thank you.
That was Death and All His Friends by Coldplay. It's one of those really wild, emotional songs, has a lot going on in there. It's also got one of those lulls, like November Rain, where you're like, is this song still on, or is it? But yeah, it's just a bridge of silence, radio silence, I might say. Next up, I've got another amazing song. This one I'm super excited for because I'm going to see it performed live in 2 days. So Saturday night at the House of Blues, I'm going to see the Messengers, and I am so incredibly excited. I really am. It should be just amazing. But here it is, one of my favorite songs of theirs. I really hope it'll be as good as I picture it in my head. So here's the Messengers with House on Fire. That was the Messengers with House on Fire. I'm so excited to see them on Saturday. Next up, we've got My Maria by B.W. Stevenson.
Surely hurts my eyes.
That's My Maria by B.W. Stevenson. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Who's On First with me, DJ David Meyer. You can catch me on Twitter at Meyer and Goliath. First, a plug from Obi that the Tufts baseball team went to the Dominican Republic and beat two professional organizations, so that's pretty cool. You can download this episode for 2 weeks to have forever, or just listen online at WMFO.org. Hope you enjoy this program on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Who's On First. To finish it off, a classic from a rock band and from Rock Band, The Game, and an incredible song from the only band that my friend Jake would call Blue Cold Warm Salts. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Danny California. Play us out.
State of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive.
Minnesota, North Dakota man was a gunner for the quota. Down in the Badlands, she was saved.